Here's tonight's journal entry for my mister. My mister finally came home tonight. He's been gone for weeks, and I've been waiting and waiting for him to come back. I missed him so much. It took all day to prepare myself. I took a nice, long, hot shower this morning. And I washed everywhere and I shaved everywhere. My legs were so smooth, they were shiny. I took my time. I shaved literally everything. And I did my hair up all nice. Out of my face a bit, just in case it needed to be that way. I did my makeup for him. I just wanted to be a nice surprise when he got home. Finally, when I knew he had landed, I put on my ankle cuffs and my wrist cuffs, and I got everything I needed. And I went to the door to get ready. I knew the airport was more than 30 minutes away. But I didn't want to miss him for the world. I kneeled down by the door. And only my cuffs. I had a bottle of cold water in one hand. And my favorite collar and leash in the other. And I kneeled. And I waited. And I waited. And every passing moment I thought about him. I thought about my mister coming home to me. And how I would welcome him. It's the one moment I'd been looking forward to since he left. And as I waited and I waited. My nipples got harder and harder until they almost hurt. And my cunt got wetter and wetter until I was sure I was leaving a mess on the floor under me. Of course, my legs were open and waiting. Hopefully a sight for his sore eyes when he gets home. Finally, after what seemed like longer than the 2 weeks he'd been gone, finally I heard his car. I heard him pull up and close the door, and I waited the 45 seconds I knew it would take for him to open up the front door. Kept my eye on that doorknob. Every second in eternity, waiting for it to turn. And then it happened. He finally walked in. He walked in and he set his back down and he looked right at me. And I looked up at him and it was all I could do but smile. My mister was home. I waited for him. And as he put his hand against my cheek, I nestled against him, finally at peace again. I handed him the collar and leash. He put it on. I knew this was both of our favorite part. And as soon as it settled back around my neck, it felt right. He kept the leash in his hand, and I handed him the water. He raised an eyebrow. I knew he was wondering why I didn't bring his usual drink, but I had some plans in mind, and maybe Maybe water would be better for those. I'd serve his drink later, of course. I kissed his hand and tugged a little on the leash. Mister, take me wherever you want to sit. I have a surprise for you. I'm gonna welcome you home properly. He smiled his usual smile and off we went, me crawling behind him. Happy to have him back, to have my leash in his hands. It's where I'm always the most comfortable. He led me into the living room and he sat down on the couch, getting comfortable after a long flight. Welcome home, my mister. I've missed you dearly, I explained as I found my way. As I found my way to kneeling between his legs. Oh, I missed you so much. May I please take care of you? He knew exactly what I meant. But of course, as always, he made me ask for it specifically. Please, mister. Please, may I taste your cock. May I suck your cock and welcome you home and make you feel good again. His smile, of course, grew and then he nodded. He made quick work of undoing his pants and pulling his cock from them. My fingers wrapped around his shaft as my other hand his heavy balls, ready to play with them and roll them. And I looked up and I smiled into his eyes as I opened my mouth and let his cock and let his cock straight across my tongue. As I finally wrapped my lips around him, I moaned loudly, and of course he just laughed, and he put his hand on the back of my head, encouraging me as I took in and remembered the scent of him and the taste of him on my tongue and the weight of his cock head and the weight of his balls in my hand. I missed my mister. He noticed me trying to desperately hump the ground as I started to let my lips stroke up and down his shaft. And he moved just slightly so that his shoe found its way right under my cunt. And he told me to shine it for. I nearly came as my gun, as my gun came into contact with his foot. Oh, but I didn't stop. Oh, I pushed my head further down his cock. I made myself gag as I rode his foot. I was so desperate to see him again and to welcome him home. I bobbed my head up and down his cock, my tongue out along the shaft, laughing at his balls as I pressed him all the way into my throat, as he choked on him. As I pleased my mister. I rode him. And swirled my tongue around his cockhead each time I came up for air. Before I slammed my lips all the way back down to the base. Oh, God. Oh, it felt so good. And I looked up and I felt his fingers grip tighter in my ear. And he tugged at it. Oh, he tugged on my hair to make me look up at him. He looked me straight in the eye. And he told me. He said, come for me. It was the only moment in the world that I let go.
Whisper, welcome home, mister. And he held me so tight. And he lifted me up. And set me down so sweetly on his cock. Mm.
slid in so easily. Not in care in the world for the mess we were making. And he didn't let go. He put his hands on my hips and, he ground me in his lap. He pressed me down onto him. And he kissed me. He kissed me as he took me. And as he marked me. And as he made me his again. And then when we were finally both spent, he let me lay there in his lap, in his arms, and he let me take a nap and just stay close, stay so close with him still inside of me, my head against his chest. I'm so glad that my mister is home. Thank you, mister.